This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Coffee snobs might want to turn off the radio for the next, what's it going to run, about 2.5 minutes or so, because what I'm about to tell you may well make you spit up your cappuccino. The best-selling coffee brand in stores in this country is, wait for it now, hang on, Folgers. Not Starbucks, not those single country of origin shade-grown beans you get from your corner cafe. It's Folgers. Vanessa Wong wrote it up in Bloomberg Business Week. Vanessa, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
So give me the skinny. How much better is Folgers doing in the market than all the rest of the coffees out there?
Folgers has a pretty solid lead in the coffee market. And according to most recent data, they had an average 15.6% market share in the U.S.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty big lead. The second best-selling brand of coffee was Maxwell House. And then private labels ranked third. Green Mountain Coffee, surprisingly, came in fourth with 4.3%.
Right, we're down to fourth already, and you haven't mentioned Starbucks, which I thought was taking over the world.
Yeah, you'd think, right?
Yeah.
Starbucks held only 3.3%, and I think that's because most people prefer to drink Starbucks at the restaurants, rather than from the grocery channel.
Well, you know, it's funny. We actually shop for coffee at Costco, and I use Costco. But it's, you know, it's made in my own kitchen, and it's tasty there, and that's the whole deal. Although I have my occasional Starbucks, too.
Right. Well, I'll have to admit myself, I do enjoy brewing Cafe Bustelo myself,
aha,
which is also a J.M. Smucker brand.
It's the whole conglomerate thing, right? I mean, Folgers has the oomph of Smucker's behind it, right?
Right, exactly. So Smucker also produces Dunkin' Donuts packaged coffee, mm-hmm, for example, another brand called Cafe Pilon. Of course, their leading one is Folgers, though.
I will reveal myself to be a coffee snob here, though, and offer that Folgers just isn't really all that good. I mean, you know, best part of waking up and the whole jingle thing and all that, you know, notwithstanding. Come on.
The brand now is trying to stay relevant to millennials. So one of the things that an executive mentioned during their recent earnings call was that their marketing efforts have been successful, including a Folgers jingle contest,
mm-hmm,
which resulted in a video with three guys singing about coffee in,
yep,
a field, and it was very folksy and soothing.
well, let's hit a little bit of that. Let's play that. You know what? It's just not doing it for me, man. I'm just saying.
Maybe it's, you know, you have to be a millennial to really
it.
It feels a little bit like Jack Johnson meets Mumford and Sons or something
with a twist
of caffeine or something.
But coffee sales are up overall, right? I mean, we're still drinking buckets full of this stuff.
We're drinking so much coffee. And we're drinking more Folgers coffee, too. So we all probably just need a nap, but it's easier to get a coffee in the middle of the day.
Fair enough. Vanessa Wong from Bloomberg Business Week. Vanessa, thanks a bunch.
Great. Thanks for having me, Kai.